Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Hey there, I'm Sister Catherine Herms, author of Surviving Depression and Reclaim Regret, How God Heals Life's Disappointments, and the Just a Minute Meditations for Inner Peace and Deeper Trust. It's super to be able to spend these next few moments together with you. I believe that we need more than information to heal our souls, and so, as we always do, let us begin. I invite you to realize that you are right now sustained by the unconditional love of God. You are made in the image of this unconditional love. You are a mirror of this unconditional love, a visible manifestation of God's tenderness and merciful love. A love that lasts without end. You are stamped in the deepest part of your existence with the DNA of divine love. And no matter what you do on the surface, nothing can wipe away the divine coating of love that marks your humanity. So let's begin with a deep breath. Relax. Separate yourself from reactive thinking, worry, from blame, from shame, from fear. Sink deep down into the very center of your reality, that place within you that knows most deeply that you were made by love. And for love. As you touch that place, visualize a favorite image of God or of Jesus. It could be a story from Scripture or a parable that has meant much to you in your life. Settle into a deep stillness. And open your heart. I've come to believe that climbing up a mountain is not at all a good image for the spiritual life. Really, mountain climbing is dangerous, it's risky, it's strenuous, it demands every ounce of energy after loads of preparation to accomplish a dream through one's own willpower. I used to look at the spiritual life in these terms, but no longer. An upside-down mountain would be more accurate. Instead of becoming better, we might actually find ourselves becoming, quote, worse. Instead of virtue, we begin to see more of our own issues, our warts and failures, and so does everyone else. Success at prayer and meditation eludes our grasp, precisely because we're seeking to do it right. Fitting the image of the good person becomes more impossible than ever. Today I meditated on Franz Schwartz's famous oil painting, Agony in the Garden. Here is no champion racing off as a hero to Calvary, flexing his ego, indifferent to the humiliation and pain, dependent on the power of his own will's determination. Instead, here Jesus shows vulnerability, the acceptance of the comfort of an angel. He shows the need for assistance, the desire for human companionship denied, a pleading heart before the specter of public crucifixion and death, and from the depths of his love for his Father, a trembling yet firm, not as I, but as you will. Life has a way of gradually leading us deeper and deeper to the point of life, the height of the mountain, you could say, which is love. All other reasons for living need to fall away. The unstoppable circumstances beyond our control are perfectly fit to addressing our deepest sin, our greatest fear, our strongest selfish ambition. The only way to deal with them is to realize we can't, and to simply allow them to do their work in us. They are like a scalpel held in the hands of the divine surgeon. So when life's circumstances are out of hand and you and yours seem to be no more than one big mess, I invite you to learn a different way of going about your mountain climbing. Rather than asserting more control because of what you know and do, stop trying to fix it. Instead, give it. Surrender to the deepest point of living, love. Hand it all over to the Father and discover in this yielding a divine power upon which you can absolutely trust. So let's stop here. Let's be still for a moment. Let the words you have heard take root like seeds in your soul. What do you notice stirring? What emotions or reactions? Is there any resistance? Do you sense a call? What are those random thoughts that run through your mind in reaction to what you have heard? Now imagine Jesus sitting before you. What do you want to say to him? What do you need him to know, to understand? Tell Jesus what you need him to do for you. And take a few seconds to hear what Jesus is saying to you. If there is one thing on which we can all agree, it is that the world needs this soul healing. When we're loved, we thrive. It's that simple. The truth is that you can walk free of the wounds that are binding your heart and suffocating your relationships. Healing and holiness is a process. It's a journey, and you are already on it. But if you are like me, you might need some simple helps along the way. I hope you join me on my private Facebook group for weekly video conferences. Just look up my name, Sister Catherine Herms. If you become a Patreon member, you will get immediate access to over 60 video and audio programs to help you grow in holiness, as well as exclusive content and monthly journaling pages geared to help you on your spiritual journey. I hope to see you around. Bye now, and may you walk today amid the blessings of God.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.